Today, we're going to talk about money, and more specifically, we're going to be talking about whether or not you are taking a paycheck. My friends, I have so many retailers that I work with one-on-one in my coaching inner circle group and in my Retail Made Simple course that tell me that they do not take a paycheck, and I was guilty of that too. So today, we're going to talk about why it's important and how you can pay yourself and you should be paying yourself as a retailer and how that should be working out for you. Okay, grab a coffee. Let's get going.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Before we get going today, I have been receiving some wonderful podcast reviews, and I am just honored and grateful that you are all here listening, and it would be such an honor to me if you would leave us a podcast review. This helps Apple tell and all the podcast places tell people that you're interested in, that it's an interesting and helpful podcast for creative shop owners. And I'm so grateful for the most recent one I just received, and I'll read it to you. I was so excited to read this one. And we've decided that what we're going to be doing is taking all the podcast reviews we have every month, and I'm going to be doing a draw for some of my favorite business books. So on Amazon, so we'll be sending out Amazon $25 Amazon gift card to one lucky person who leaves a review. So I'm going to be sharing some podcast reviews that I read them all, by the way, my friends. But this one really stuck out. I thought it was so beautiful. It says, a wonderful podcast for creatives and entrepreneurs. It's from Happy Campers SJV. So thank you, Happy Campers SJV. It says, lots of helpful lessons and tips for those who are struggling or feeling isolated, as many entrepreneurs can attest to feeling. Meaningful discussions for shop owners and for those looking to pivot their business and need a nudge in the right direction. Lots of great support and guidance geared towards creatives. So thank you so much for that review, Happy Campers SJV. We super appreciate that. And your name and your contact has gone into our draw for the end of the month. We'll be doing that on a monthly basis. So thank you so much for that review. And please let us know any comments you have. We are open and we are happy to read all of the comments that come through. It just makes my day when I read a comment on the podcast review. So thank you so much for that. All right, my friends, we're going to be talking about whether or not as a creative shop owner, you are paying yourself. More and more retailers are telling me that they are not. And truthfully, I was not either way back in the day when I first started. I had a coach one time say to me, if you are not paying yourself a living wage, your business is not profitable. Now, at the time, I felt like my business was profitable. So I was like, what? And I was taking random paychecks. And tell me if this sounds familiar to some of you. When I would have a good month, or when I would have a market or a good sale, or when I had extra money in the till, I would write myself a paycheck. Easy, right? I didn't feel deprived, although sometimes I did, but I did not have a steady income coming from my business. And I know I'm not alone. I speak to retailers every day, again, as I coach and meet with them inside my inner circle, who are not paying themselves a regular paycheck. I'm not sure why we don't think we deserve it, or we don't do it, or we don't budget for it, but I am here to tell you that you need to shift that mindset. And I did that way back in the day. Again, I did do it, and it just made all the difference. And I always encourage, if you've been in any of my coaching groups, you've heard me mention several times, you need to write a paycheck. And I don't care if it's a $50 paycheck a week, if that is, you know, all you can afford, although that is not a living wage. But when you're starting out, what I hear retailers say a lot is, I put it back into the business. But do you really actually say, here's an income I could take out, and I'm making a conscious decision to put it back into the business? That is not normally what happens. Normally what happens is we just keep writing checks and paying bills with that money and putting it back in the business and putting it back in the business. It is different if you are consciously putting profits back into the business. If you are working maybe through Profits First, which I'll talk about in a minute, or if you're working through, you know, your normal budgeting and you're, you know, really dialed in on your numbers and you're very conscious of the money that is going back into your business and you have a growth plan in place for inventory or you have a growth plan in place for expansion or, you know, something along that lines and you're consciously doing it, then yes, that's fine. You are putting your money back into your business. If you are not taking a paycheck because there's no money left at the end of the month because I'm putting it back in the business, you're not actually putting it back in the business, you're paying the bills. You're not probably on a budget. So I did mention just a second ago about Profits First, and I will be talking about this a little bit in future episodes because we have just started Profits First, which is a book by Mike Michalowicz. And I really urge everybody to go read that book. It is so powerful. I have retailers working through the Profits First system right now. And it really is Profits First. I mean, we are in business to make profits, not just to just hang on and see what's left in the till. That is not what we want to do. So I'm currently working through it with our businesses, and I actually will be bringing a Profits First expert in shortly. My Profits First coach is going to come in and chat with us in a future episode, but she will tell you, you need to be paying yourself first and you need to be figuring out how to do that. So I want to give you some practical tips today and just some guidelines on how you can make that work. So if you're rolling your eyeballs right now at me and you're saying, oh yeah, Wendy, that's fine, but you know, not for me, I want to encourage you to just think through this process. The first thing we want to do is understand how much money we want to make. I know that sounds crazy, but what is the income that you need? A lot of my retailers are taking the income that they need. They have done this, they're doing it. It's fine. They don't understand why we're even having this conversation. I will be honest with you. I did this. I figured it out, found the number. I worked this process. I don't like seeing retailers not working this. So here's what we do. We figure out what we need for an income and we reverse engineer our needs and our sales revenues that we need to go. So if you are not a planner and you're just winging it and you're hoping for sales every month and you're hoping that there's money left over you can tuck in your pocket, that's not a plan. That is not the way to have a sustainable business. You deserve a good paycheck for the amount of work that you are doing with this business. I know you're working hard. I especially know you're working hard through all this crazy time. I actually just had one retailer tell me he just gave himself a 20% increase in pay because he deserved it. He's like, I just gave myself a 20% increase in pay because it's been so crazy. So we deserve to get paid for the work we do. So there's your first, you have to just think that, you have to know that in your core that what you are doing is valuable and worthy of a paycheck. So we figure out how to pay our rent. We figure out how to pay the power. We figure out how to pay whatever else is, you know, our phone bill, you know, our POS system. We figure out how to do all that. How do we do that? Well, we set a budget for our break-even number. We know how much money we need to make. We know how much money that we have to make to pay the bills. And again, if you're winging this, I'm urging you to stop winging it and start planning. Hope is not a strategy. Hoping people are going to come in the door and give you money is not a strategy. We've always said that if you've ever listened to this podcast in the past. So stop winging it and start setting budgets. So figure out the bottom line amount of money that you need, your paycheck, your break even, and a profit account on top of that, if you can figure out those numbers. Once you have that number, look at that. You have a sales goal. You have a goal to aim for in profit, right? It's not sales, right, my friends? Remember, it does not matter if we have $1 million in sales, if we take off our expenses. So we need to be watching our revenue minus our cost of goods to make that revenue. That gives us our net profit, right? And we need to have enough money out of that bucket to make sure that it pays our bills and pays our wages. We need to be making a paycheck. So again, I'm urging you, to make sure that you're thinking through all this so you're not winging it, you're setting up a budget. And the cool thing about this is if you come up with a number and you say to me, well, Wendy, I can't do that, you need to figure out A, how to do that, or your business is not profitable. If you're not making a living wage, your business is not profitable. I didn't make that up. I can't remember who quoted that, but or who to quote to quote that to, but it's heavy, right? It hits home if you're not. And I'm here to tell you there are tons of retailers who that is just a no-brainer. That is just, they're doing it. And how they're doing it is by setting up their revenue goals. They're putting marketing and promotion plans in place to hit those revenue goals. They trim the fat on anything that they can on expenses. They are dialing in their inventory. They are looking at their margins. They're watching their sales every day. They are looking at all the things, the big picture. It's totally possible. And it all works together, my friends. It all works together. So having control of your inventory, having control of your, you know, your expenses, knowing where your money is going. Again, we've been talking about this in previous episodes about, especially these days, understanding where our money is going and how to really tighten up the reins. So that money that you tighten up can be yours. It's profit for you, my friend. So, and then if you choose to put money back in the business, that is fine. You know, if it's a matter of choosing to put it in for growth, but not just because, oh, I need to order some more paint, so I guess I better take my paycheck and buy more paint. At that point in time, that becomes not just keeping the money in the business. That becomes, you know, a shareholder loan or a business loan that you're giving from yourself to your business. Be very conscious of your cash flow. Be very conscious of your sales and knowing that number that you need and physically writing yourself a paycheck. It is empowering. It will feel good. It makes those hard, long days so much better. I want you to be in a position where you can say to yourself, I'm writing myself a 20% paycheck because I deserve it. That's where you need to be if you're not there. You need to be writing yourself a regular paycheck and giving yourself checks or bonuses and pay raises as you go along. So if you have the number and you start working the plan, that's again where your marketing and promotions and, you know, that is a whole other, you know, that's we target all, I call them revenue buckets. You've probably, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me say, you know, we can up our revenue buckets or start tweaking our workshops and our sales and, you know, bring in more inventory that we need or decrease inventory, knowing where our cash flow is going. And again, whole giant topic on that, knowing your inventory. You just covered inventory inside my inner circle. My coaching group, we did a 5-day series of inventory and how that affects your cash flow. And if you're a member, of course, you've hopefully done that. But understanding your inventory, understanding where your money is going and paying yourself a living wage is mind shifting and business shifting, my friends. So I really hope that that encourages you to start having a deep dive look at your numbers and make that paycheck a non-negotiable. Make that paycheck just like a rent check. If you make the rent check every month, make the paycheck every month. It's just not it's a non-negotiable. That's what I did for myself a long time ago when I was in the store working. I made it a non-negotiable. I made it happen. It was just a non-negotiable. I had to pay the rent, I had to pay my check, I had to pay myself. I had to pay my staff. My staff was all paid, right? So I had to figure it out. So you do not deserve to be last. You are the CEO. You are the visionary, the leader, the big honcho of your business. You work really hard. I see you. I know how hard you're working right now to keep all the balls in the air and vision forward and looking through Q4. So start making that plan and start actioning that plan with your marketing and promotions, and it will all come together beautifully for you. So if you would like to continue this conversation, talk about payroll, have a chat with me. We are continuing this conversation inside my free Facebook group called Rockstar Creatives, and you can join us inside there if you're not a member already. It's easy to find. We'll have the links in the show notes, or you can search Rockstar Creatives. It's a group of amazing, I think we're at over 1,500 at this point in time, of just creative shop owners. If you need support in any way with understanding your numbers and understanding, you know, how to put this all together. You can find more information. You can read some blog posts. You can check about my one-on-one coaching. You can join my Retail Made Simple signature course, which is opening soon. All of that you can find at wendybatten.com. So lots of free resources there as well too. And I hope you'll jump over there. And again, inside the Rockstar Creatives, we will be talking about this, especially this week. It's a hot topic conversation. So join us over there. Hope to see you soon inside. Say hi, let us know. Don't forget, please leave a review if you are able or capable or willing. I would be so grateful. It really does help us show Apple, show Google that we are a podcast worth listening to that is helpful to creative shop owners. So that's all for today, guys. Thanks so much for joining me. Have an incredible week. Stay safe and happy and profitable. We'll see you soon, guys.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.